Hi, I'm Dr. Roger Steinert, Chair of Ophthalmology and Director of the Gavin Herbert Eye Institute at the University of California, Irvine. This segment is going to review and act as a preview of some of the highlights of the upcoming ASCRS meeting in Boston, Massachusetts. On Friday, April 25th, the meeting will kick off with the subspecialty days in cornea and glaucoma. These are packed with useful information, even for people who are not specifically fellowship trained in those subspecialties, and you won't want to miss that. Friday evening, though, from 5 to 6, there is a very special event, which is the Government Relations Committee has invited and had acceptance of Senator Rand Paul to come and speak to ASCRS. Now, this is not a political endorsement of Senator Paul, but it is an acknowledgement of the fact that he is an ophthalmologist in the U.S. Senate, and he has been extraordinarily supportive of medicine in general and ophthalmology in specific. So he has been a great friend of ASCRS, and it will be just really special to have the opportunity to hear him, to meet him, and get his perspective on, I think, some of the, I'm sure, some of the politics and issues relating to medical care. So regardless of your political leanings and thoughts, I would strongly suggest that you come to that session and hear what Senator Paul has to say. Saturday morning is the opening general session, and this will, of course, feature many special events. Eric Donenfeld will be departing as president and give his departing president's speech. The incoming president is Dr. Rick Lewis, a glaucoma specialist from the Sacramento area. The Binkhorst lecture is also going to be related to glaucoma specifically. Ike Ahmed, who is well known for his creative solutions to some of the surgical challenges, is going to talk about microinvasive glaucoma surgery, an idea whose time has come. On the afternoon of Saturday, and we'll see the kickoff of the regular program, there is a special symposium, though, on where corneal cross-linking stands with the FDA, and if you have an interest in that, you won't want to miss that. Otherwise, there are courses and free papers galore that go all the way through Tuesday. Now, on Sunday, there are some special sessions in the morning. The first is Dr. Adam Rutherford from Britain. He's a physician, or a PhD rather, but also a science writer, and he's going to be talking about DNA and some scientific implications. He's a fascinating writer and speaker, and should have quite an interesting session. That will be followed, that's at 10 o'clock. At 11 o'clock, Ed Holland, who is program chair, is going to be doing a session patterned on 60 Minutes and future directions in anterior segment surgery. So that should be very exciting as well. There's a joint symposium of ASOA, the administrators, and ASCRS on the integrated eye care model, and it says, should I or shouldn't I, is the title of that session. Sunday night, ASOA is hosting its party at the House of Blues, which is should be fantastic. House of Blues is on Lansdowne Street, which is the one of the streets that borders Fenway Park. So you can have a lot of fun. See, you can see the other side of the green monster and have a good time at the House of Blues. It should be fabulous. Monday morning is notable for the Charles Kelman Innovators Session. That's always fascinating to hear innovation ideas, both from past Innovator Award winners and also from some of the current presenters at the meeting who have fascinating sounding talks, who have been invited to participate in the Innovators Session as well. And this will be capped off by Dr. Warren Hill giving his presentation as this year's Charles Kelman Innovators Awardee. And he's going to be speaking on, as he called it, something borrowed, something new. And he said a surprise and interesting, different approach to intraocular lens power calculation. And he believes this could be a real breakthrough and make IOL power calculations even more precise and really move this whole area forward, which has really not progressed very much compared to other areas in cataract surgery. And then Monday night is the annual film festival. That, of course, is a highlight of the meeting and usually packed with people wanting to see who wins, but also get previews and of the films that are judged the best of the best from the approximately 160 films that are submitted to the film festival. And then finally, on Tuesday, there's the wrap-up session. David Chang is moderating a session at 3 o'clock called Hot Off the Press. This is brand new information coming in. But in the morning, you won't want to miss the courses and symposia, but particularly like to draw your attention to X-Rounds. This is put together and moderated by Eric Donenfeld, but has a panel of about 8 people, including yours truly. And what makes this special is that it's very fast-paced, and the speakers running on a shot clock have 2 minutes or less to convey what they consider to be a new technique that's innovative, a new device that's innovative, their best rescue of the year, et cetera. So as it runs through a whole lot of technology, a whole lot of technique, and a very short amount of time. And it can be fun as well as highly educational. Of course, Boston is a great city. You will have ample opportunity to meet friends, to enjoy some terrific dinners. And if you've not been to Boston and done the tour thing, I can highly recommend a couple of options. One is the duck boat tours, which do eventually make it into the Charles River, but mostly cruise around the streets, and it's a fast way to and low exertion way of seeing some of the really famous sites in and around Boston. You can take the historical tour, walking tour, that will take you, depending on your energy level, potentially as far as Charlestown with the Bunker Hill Memorial, one of the famous battles at the beginning of the Revolution. But if you don't want to stray that far, you can still be led to the new State House, the old State House, the Paul Revere House, which is wooden and one of the few remaining places that of that era, and it's truly authentic. It's an amazing experience to see that house and see how people lived, as well as appreciate how short they were. So have a great time and enjoy the food. I hope we have good weather, and at least I think we can be reasonably sure that the snow and the polar vortex will finally have passed. This is Dr. Roger Steinert on behalf of Medscape. Thanks very much for listening to this ASCRS preview.